we're going to refocus, we've been talking about that.
Well, think about it. Think about it. You go home from work.
Yeah.
You have to focus when you go home. You have to change your focus.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to bring work home with you.
Right.
So then when you go back to work, then you have to bring the different focus and have to have your focus at work. Can't bring home with you.
Or going back to mindset.
Yes.
You could be in a negative spot for a while, month or two or whatever.
Yes.
At some point, you just hit a wall and you're like, all right, like I need to refocus myself. I need to start digging myself out of this.
Yes. You have to reintroduce yourself.
Climbing myself out.
So do you think you find yourself changing your perspective, your focal point all the time within different situations? So you're focused on different things at different times.
Yes.
And how do you adapt to that?
Like, right.
Like, what have you done to say, how do you deal with, like, I've gone to work all day. I've had a lot of things on my mind. And, you know, if you live really close to home, you don't have a whole lot of time to refocus yourself. You know what I mean? Like, because you're going to be dealing with a different situation.
Right.
You know?
I'd say, like, take that extra time for yourself. Whether it's like taking a different route home, listening to some music, maybe just no music at all, have the windows down and just feel the air. Like,
dude, take
feel
a
the
long
wind.
Route, right? Take a lap.
Yeah.
Take a couple laps.
Just take a second.
Like, what Breathe. Is, who's saying that you have to be at your next destination right this moment?
Right.
Who's saying that? If you need more time to refocus yourself, you
make the time for
make
it.
Make the time.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be in a good point.
There are 24 hours in a day. You can't tell me that you can't take at least 1 minute for yourself to just, whether it's just to breathe or just to kind of meditate for a second and just refocus your mind. Like, okay, like, what do I want to be doing right now? Like, what do I need to be focusing on right now?
So what's your routine of, like, after you leave work to refocus, or are you already focused on what's next? Like, talk about that a little bit.
I would say just kind of, like I said, listening to music. Sometimes I'll take a different route home, like the back roads home, and just kind of chill and relax for a second. In the mornings, I have a Bible app on my phone, and you can do devotionals. And it has a thing where you could press play, and it'll read it to you. So, like you were talking about in the previous episode, about being grateful and just waking up with that mindset of, okay, what am I grateful for? Having my devotionals kind of puts me in that mindset of like, okay, this is what I should be thinking about today. This is what I need to be focusing on. This is going to put me in a positive attitude. And sometimes afterwards, I'll listen to a little bit of worship music or just stuff that makes me happy and kind of put myself in that positive mindset for the day.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, what's really good about that is a lot of people don't know how to refocus. So so that's why we're talking about this because, you know, if you are asking yourself, how do I do that? How do I see? We're giving you some examples. You know, you can do this yourself, you know? So Jawan, what do you do? For what's your refocus routine? Do you have one or you're just always laser focused all the time?
Oh, no. It kind of takes a little kick here and there, you know. But, you know, I'm kind of shifting my focus. You know, like when I get in my truck and I go to pull out of the garage in the morning before I leave the house, I'm shifting my focus to praying before I leave. You know, I'll say a small prayer or what have you before I leave because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I might not even make it to work. You know, something could happen on the road, you know. So I just kind of shift my focus to that. And, you know, it's just, you know, being in a fellowship group, it actually brought me closer to God as far as, like, you know, the power of prayer. You know, POP, as I call it, power of prayer. You know? But that's where I mostly shift my focus towards. You know, when I see things are starting to go kind of bad or if I see myself getting upset or getting mad about something, you know, I just kind of reshift that focus. You know, some people can't do it, but you have to try to refocus, try to rechannel that energy towards something else. You know, sometimes when, you know, somebody makes you upset or anything like that, you kind of take it and, you know, you walk around with a scowl and you want to be negative, but I use it as fuel. I mean, that's obviously I'm doing something right that they don't like, or I'm doing something positive that they don't like. As long as I'm fine with it, it doesn't matter what they think about it. You know, it all goes back to hey, I love me some me. You know what right. I mean? Whether you love me or not, I love me some me.
Right.
So that's basically my focus. I mean, I focus everything towards God. I mean, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, God first, family second. Because mm-hmm. you got to put mm-hmm. God first.
That's right.
You know, you have to do that. And that's what I try to focus towards. Mm-hmm. Just try. I always wake up with a feeling of having a good day. Mm-hmm. You always want to focus on having a good day.
Yeah.
So you never try to focus on bad. You don't think about something that happened a month ago. You know what I'm saying? That's gone. Yeah. You throw that in the sea of
it's in the past.
Throw it in the sea of forgetfulness in that bag and it's over with. Don't go yeah. diving for that bag. You know what I mean?
Focus on the now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Try not to focus on the past yes. or the future. I mean, granted, you got to focus on the future a little yeah. bit, yeah. but focus on the now is really going to put you in
yes.
a good spot.
So I'm glad you said that because that's how I react. So what I do, my refocus point is actually pausing
mm-hmm.
and silence. Reflection and no distractions. And mm-hmm. so like, yeah, I'm not going to be on the phone. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to go and sit and process
yeah.
the situation of where I'm at now and where I'm going to be in the next few steps from this point. So processing is very, very important to me, you know? So if we were to pause right here, so sometimes you just got to pause. You got to pause, just like I did. We have to pause to figure out what's next. And, you know, I'll be honest. There's a lot of times, especially if you have kids at home, you've got problems waiting for you to deal with. Because sometimes you know that they're there and they're waiting on you. And what Kaylee just mentioned, you have to take a detour.
Yes,
maybe
absolutely.
You have to detour to pause your mentality. Of like, you know, oh, I got to deal with this coming. Just pause, refocus, and then go back into
mm-hmm. Oftentimes, people get caught up thinking about the future or mm-hmm. thinking about the past. I mean, that's where my anxiety comes from is I think too much into the future. And sometimes, like you said,
guilty.
You need to pause and refocus yourself. Okay, what's happening right now?
Guilty. I mean, nobody can predict the future. You
no.
know what I mean? You can plan it. But you can't predict it because it doesn't always go the way you want
right.
it to go.
And you can't worry about what hasn't happened yet.
Right. Because it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened.
And who's
yet.
To say it's actually happened. Going to happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you spend all your time worrying about something that hasn't happened yet, which a lot, everybody does, mm-hmm. we run into,
oh,
not
yeah.
a lot,
oh, yeah.
everybody runs into those situations where we're worried about, like, what if this happens?
And you can't think about the what ifs.
Sometimes you need to just let the present happen, and if something mm-hmm. happens, deal with it.
Yep. You cross
That's
that
it.
Bridge when you get there,
You're
if you even get to that
Put
point.
Put your energy towards fixing whatever's happening.
Exactly.
Not what hasn't happened.
You know, it's interesting because it's almost like making a purchase on something. You thinking in the present or the future, you're thinking in the future like, man, I don't know if I can afford that. But you're not thinking about right now what you're doing
mm-hmm.
to maybe be able to afford that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a home, you know. We yeah. had our first home, and then we looked at another home, and it was like, man, I don't know if we can kick that or not.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it just happens, and you do it, and it's like, man, why did I do this a long time ago? I mean, mm-hmm. so it's just one of those things, like you said. You're too busy thinking about the future. You're not thinking about now.
Right.
You got to do what's happening right now.
Right. That's a mindset, too. I've been thinking about that lately, just like, there'll be some times where I'm sitting there thinking like, oh, okay, like I'll wait till my next paycheck to get this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I sit there and I think, well, if I wait till my next paycheck, it's going to be the same outcome anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be money that's coming out. But once I get the money back, like it's still going to be the same amount regardless either
else.
Way.
Yeah.
So why sit there and focus, like be anxious about money when you know that you're going to be getting it back regardless?
Well, in the
piggyback, you're gonna earn it back.
To piggyback off what you're saying, it's like, okay, you plan on doing this, but expect the unexpected.
Yes.
Because something else might happen. Say, hey,
right,
I'm saving this money to get this bag that I want, you know, this nice Coach bag I want to get, but all of a sudden your truck breaks down.
Right.
So now you got to make a choice.
Right.
You know, you couldn't predict the fact that your truck was gonna break down. All you knew was, I'm buying this purse, and now my truck broke down, so now I got to start all over
right.
again.
Right, and that thing that you want versus what you need, the thing that's what you want is always going to be there.
Yes.
You can come right. back to it later on
yes.
when that, you're ready for it and you can plan for it again.
And you oh, just yeah. have to adapt and refocus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Refocus.
And part of that, too, is when we're talking about money It's about an exchange of value.
Yes.
We idolize money as a status thing, and it's not a status thing. It's a value thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're exchanging value by refocusing. You're saying, what's most valuable to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes when you're weighing that in, the value into the next focal point, that's what the pause does.
Mm-hmm.
It says, mm-hmm. is what am I going to get out of this? Am I going to be worried about what I'm going into? Mm-hmm. Is that adding value to me? Or can I look at a different perspective? Do what Kaylee said, pull over. Go get some tacos. Do whatever it takes. You know,
wait a minute. Do you want those tacos or do you need those tacos?
I need them. I need those tacos. They changed my life.
Do what you need to do.
You know, everybody has their vice, you know, mine is tacos.
Oh, yeah.
You give me some good tacos, it changes my world.
Yes.
Yeah, it can always cheer you up.
You know, like you said, though, you talk about value. It's like money sometimes makes your wants outweigh your needs. Because when you have the money, you don't do weights and measures as far as like, hey, do I really need this? Mm-hmm. No, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go out and you're going to get it. And then after you do it, you're like,
I shouldn't have done that.
Why did I do that? Mm-hmm. You know,
right. You have to think about what is the money for?
Mm-hmm.
Is it for protection? Is it for peace of mind? Is it for status? Is it for happiness, false happiness?
Is it for living?
And money aside, that goes into just everyday life.
Right.
Yes.
Like, why am I doing this? What do I need to do this for? Like, why do I want to do this? And just refocus in life in general.
And so the whole point of refocus is finding your focal point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of it. Is refocusing to find the next focal point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
And you'll have multiple. You'll have different ones.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have one set one, but.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what's your guys' focus? What's important to you? Think about that and we'll talk about it next week.